He said there were three words, folks, and Caleb had them all, but I'm not going to use Caleb. I want to just tell you he had them all. And he settled out on top of the mountain, and he had every one of them finished. They lost, he won. And I'm ending that way myself.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Yes.
I'm not asking for the acceptance of man. Oh, well, I need support. I need nothing. I need God to touch it.
Yes.
Amen. I'm counting on God touching it. What are you counting on? Beware of stinking thinking. In December, he said to me the first of the key words. Now, before I give this to you, we will here on out be running with shouts of grace, grace in spite of our flesh. We will be seeing love in through and around us here on out. Those babies stick. They're lifers.
Yeah, yeah.
But he said to me, I'm going to show you in 2013 how to receive all. And the first key word was receive. God says, I'm going to show you how to receive all. And he said, I've got things to say to you about it. I'm going to give you the first six. He gave them to me in two batches. I'm not giving them all to you. We can get to them some other point in time. But I just want to say this. The devil's a liar. And he wants you to think otherwise. Otherwise than what? That you can't receive. And God said to me, begin with this understanding. You have all you need to receive everything I've ever promised you in you already. The devil keeps trying to tell you there's something you have to become or be or do. No, you have it all in you already. It's all in you. The devil is the liar, the deceiver. He doesn't want you to think this. He wants you to think otherwise. He wants you to think, I don't have what it takes. No, I don't care if it's a massive, giant miracle or just a moderate one. You have it in you to receive it. It's not an impossible thing. You've got to start saying to yourself, I have what it takes to receive all the blessings. I'm going to start receiving them. Stop talking about them. Stop praying about them. Although don't stop talking and don't stop praying. Start receiving it by faith.
Amen.
Walk as one who has received what God has said. The problem is, you see, folks think that trusting is a matter of sitting down and just, well, I'm trusting God. God said to me, trusting is a matter of doing, not sitting and waiting. Trusting is a matter of doing, not sitting and waiting. Too many people are sitting and waiting and saying they're trusting me, and they're not. They're not. They're hiding. Trusting is a matter of doing, not sitting and waiting. Doing how? Move out, receive, declare, overcome, bind, loose, praise, watch. Remember the 10 virgins? They were all there to receive, and half of them didn't. They did not prepare themselves. Well, Dr. Drummond, I want to help you. Thank you. And what can I use you for? Washing the windows? I have a good heart and an attitude. Lovely. Still wash the windows. That's all you can do. I'm amazed how many folks don't prepare themselves, don't qualify themselves. Say, my God, what is it? You know, the Bible says a man's gift will make room for him and bring him before kings. That's shocking. That means what God, the gift is God's. He'll put it in you. And when he puts it in you, it'll show people that there's something you got that you can do, they can't do as well as you can do. So now where's that in your life? Well, I don't see much of it. Now, I'm not going to go back that far in the service today. Because if you're so far back that you haven't been walking in love, haven't been walking in faith, haven't been walking in the Spirit, haven't been taking back the devil's lies from your head, then I imagine you have no idea what you can do, and that's on you. I'm not touching it. But you can turn that around in 1 second, or you can go give him permission to let you pout for another day. Wow, that wasn't very nice. So let's move on. It's true. I'm sorry. I had to take me for many a walk to be here today.
Yes.
We strolled, and it wasn't in the cool of the night. It was as hot as hell.
Yeah.
But I thought I was in it. And I'm not trying to be ugly when I say that.
Yeah.
I've had many a talk gasping for air. I have sober talks, as is with me. But he said something else. He said, faith works by love. I'll never forget that. Now listen to this. I wrote this down. He said this to me. My love and your love from my love. Did you get that?
Yes.
Faith works by love. That is God's love and your love taken from God's love, not your love. Believe me for how I feel about you and run with it. That was my favorite thing he said. I'm going to give that to you. I'm going to sell that. I'll take 10 extra bucks. Just put them in another thing. Mark it FAD. I'll take that. Believe me for how I feel about you and run with it. Do you believe God for how he feels about you?
Wow, hallelujah.
And run with it, he said.
Hallelujah.
Believe me for how I feel about you and run with it. That's beautiful. Can I say this kindly? Some of you are living hell on earth because of how you feel and believe God feels about you.
Yeah.
You just believe God thinks this and God thinks that. He's not a jerk like you. He's marvelous. He's wonderful. Anyone with the name wonderful is going to be a nice guy.
Yeah.
He said, believe me for how I feel about you and run with it. Listen to this. Faith isn't a work. It's an act of confidence in my love. Faith isn't a work. It's an act of confidence in my love. That's why I can believe God. I believe in his love for me. I believe he's going to work it out. He said something else which I thought was so beautiful. My love is all about you and what is best for you. It is. When I pray, when I ask, when I believe, I always say that. Sometimes I give God a couple of options just in case. Now, Lord, I'm not sure, but I'll give you a couple, three options up in here and you can take the choice. And by the way, if I missed altogether, none of these are on the list, Lord Jesus, just go right ahead.
That's it. Amen.
I believe in your love.
Amen.
You've got to believe that God's love will just always be backing you up, you see. But then we come to my second word. And I'm rushing to get there so I can finish this all today. The first word was receive. And you, today, folks, you've got to learn to receive from God. Proud people can't receive. Unbelieving, do I have to do this to us? I can't bear it. I won't. This is the year for you to learn how to receive everything you've ever wanted from God and God's wanted to give you. Let's move on.